Simon Tzadivav Sif Beis. Im Chotach Boy, Shumin Ubetzalim Bechrishin. If one took a fleshig, a knife, and they cut with it garlic, onions, or leeks, Vitamcha Shekirin Crane, or Crane, what was called in English horseradish, Ukiyasi Behem Edvar Machabrifim, or other similar items which are considered to be very spicy, Uperis Chamutzim, or fermenting fruits, Vidogim Maluchim, or salty fish, Dinim Shava Lechotach Batznoin. So Machab says all these things have the same halacha as the Tznoin, which we brought in the previous sif, that we don't say nap or not, it has a din of a full nesines tam, and therefore just like the tznoin becomes fleishig, so too these items, if they're caught with a fleishig knife, they become fleishig. Like the day abroad in the previous, like the Ramah, even if it's an ene ben yoymai, we would be machmer to consider it like a ben yoymai as well. Now, as far as the Peiris Chamutzim over here, so the Taz brings from the Isser V'Heter that Peiris Chamutzim are not considered, he brings Tapuchim Chamutzim, but the same idea, fermenting apples are not considered to be a Dabar Charif, and therefore the Taz says that if it's a Makom Hefsid, one could be Mekel, like we brought earlier from the Shita of the Maram Rundberg, that only a Chiltis is considered to be a Dabar Charif. So even though we don't rely on that by itself, but when we have another suffix, we could be mitzterefit. See, the Taz says that here, since we don't even know if Peiris Chamutzim are considered to be a Dabar Charif at all, so we could be mekel that if you cut it with a fleishig knife, and there's a makom hefsid, you could be mekel to consider it a parif. And the Prima Gadim says that the makom hefsid here means even a hefsik tzas. So as long as there's even a small amount of hefsid involved, that's enough already. You don't need to have some ruba, you don't need even a hefsid stam, even a hefsid tzas, that's sufficient in order to allow to consider it pariv, since peris chamutzim are barely chamutz. The Beis Hillel says, defines what is the criteria for considering something to be a davar charif, whether one can drink it chai. So anything which, you know, if it would be a liquid, let's say, if you could just drink it down without having to dilute it, that would be, then that's not considered to be a charif, but it is still might still be considered in this category of peris chamutzim, which would be only mutter if it's a hefsik tzas. So as long as, even if there's any chimutz to it, any vinegar, any sharpness whatsoever to it, one should consider it already in the gather of suffik, and one should be machmer l'chatchila. Of course, if they did it already, so there's a hefsik sasari, it's like a bidyavid, one could be mekel. If it's more than that, if it's something that you couldn't drink down straight, then you should consider it to be in the same category as a tznoin, as a radish, and such items, we would hold our osir. They become fleishig, and if one cooked it with milchigs, the item would become osir. Okay. Now there's a discussion in the Machlokes the Chok Yaakov in the Prima Gadim. Pesachei Tshuva elaborates on this even more so regarding the following scenario: if you have a Eina Ben Yoymai pot that was Osir, and you cooked in it, let's say fruits, you cooked fruits in this pot, and when you cooked the fruits in the pot, they were not Charif. They were just regular fruits. You made a compote, and you made it in a treifa pot. Later on, the foods become chimutz. They become nischametz. They become vinegary. They become now sour. You know, they become like a davar charif. So the question is: does this now? Is there already way out of the pot? Let's say you bought from your non-Jewish neighbor some cooked up fruit, and we say stam kelim ein ben yoimam. So a person meikar din kabayi cooked fruit from his non-Jewish neighbor, and he buys these fruit and he takes them home and he's eating them. He puts them away, and then they become fermented. Do we say that the fact that it's now fermented can be machalia l'shvach, the bliyas of tam lefgam that were in the fruit already? So the Chok Yaakov says that no, once it's already bottled, that's it, it's gone. We don't have to worry about it anymore. And the Prima Gadim disagrees. He says, what do you mean? He has in it tam iser, the tam was lifgam, but it should be like a case of tam lifgam that's soifei lishvach. If it's tchilasei lifgam v'soifei lishvach, it's choyze v'nir. So here, now that the fruits become fermented and they become like a davar charif, we should say that now that it's a davar charif, it should be mechal yilei that tam pogum lishvach, and it should make the fruits aser. So anytime you buy something that was made in an ein ben yomai kalim, it would only be mutter so long as the item remains non-charif. Once it becomes charif, it should become aser. That's what the Prima Gadim says. Lamaisa, though, many disagree with this Prima Gadim. In the Peskei Tshuva, he brings that the Chavis Das and the Pritayer both disagree. And the Chavis Das explains what the rationale for Gerd is, because aside from it being a tam lifgam, it's also a naparnat de hetera. Why is it in hetera? I mean, it has blias of iser. But since the pad is nice and tam lifgam, when it gives tam into these fruit, that tam is no longer iser. So every nice and tam lifgam, he says, basically is also a naparnat de hetera. And even the Prima Gadim agrees that a tam charif doesn't have the ability to be mechalye lishvach, a tam kolosh of a nap or not. So since once the tam is already weakened by first going into the kli and then out of the kli and into the food, it becomes like a nap or not, and the tam lishvach and the mechalye lishvach, the fact that it's a davar charif can't reinvigorate that tam anymore, and therefore that tam remains heter. The truth is the Prima Gadim acknowledges this svara, but he says it isn't true. Because when the tam went into the kli mitchila, it wasn't lefgam, it was tam, it was real tam, it gave tam iser. Just that later on the kli became an ene bin yaymai. So that by the time it goes back into the next food, it's an asinus tam from the kli. But the Prima Gadim says that's not an aparnat. An aparnat heter would be where it gives the first time beheter into the kli, and the second time beheter from the kli into the food. Here, the first time was not beheter. The time originally, when the chazir was cooked in that pot, it gave a time of iser into the pot. Then, inside the pot, it became lefgam, because it became an eidah ben yamai, and now it's going from the pot into the food. So he says that's not called a naparnat heterah. He says that's a nap or not the isura, because the first tam into the pot was a tam of what was be'isr. Because it was a ben yomai, obviously it was a ben yomai when it originally was cooked. Right? The pot was belay a tam of isr, became usr. So the fact that it waited 24 hours, that's not the same as becoming a nap or not. And the Chavis Das, though, he disagrees, and he says, no, even that is considered like a nap or not, even though since in the pot already, the tam was already became heter, because it became an ene ben yamai in the pot itself, and then from the tam from the pot into the next food would become like a napar nat. It would be a second tam. The tam in the pot already is heter, even though when it entered the pot it wasn't heter, but after 24 hours that tam became heter, and then the second tam from the pot into the food would be considered like a napar nat. So Mimela, that seems to be the way that most of the Paiskim go, not like the Prima Gadim, but like the Pritayer, like the Chavis Das, like the Chok Yaakov, that one could be Mekel even if the item was originally cooked in a treif in a binyam pot, and later on it became Charif, that we don't say that it's Mechalei Leilishvach. Now there's one other interesting discussion here. The Shach that says that if you cut ginger the Ramah had said that that ginger is considered a davar charif, and we could be mekel if you buy it from a non-Jew because they have dedicated equipment if they buy it when they make it for commercial purposes, but otherwise. You see that the ginger is considered a davar charif and it would aser. The Shach, though, says it depends. If the ginger is already dried out, dried up ginger, then He says a davar charif, if it's all dried up, doesn't have the ability to, through cutting it, the duchka alone on a davar yavish doesn't have the ability to be mechalia leil shvach. But many disagree with this shach. And the pashas of the Ramad disagrees, and the pashas of the Achrayim is they all disagree. And they bring raya from the next sif. The next sif is going to say, tavlin shiniduchu b'meducha shel basar ben yayim ayasar. That we see that tavlin, the spices, even though they're dry, and we're going to talk about salt, if you grind up salt in that also is considered a davar charif, even though the salt and the spices are all dry, you see it doesn't make a difference. So it's a pella on the shach, that's a mefursha halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, connected him, and what does he mean to say that if it's dry, it's not a problem? So the truth is the Dogam Ravava, answers this question, and he says that the next sif is not really a kasha on the shach. The next sif is talking about by a meducha, by a mill. And a mill is different than regular chituch, the regular cutting with a knife. What's the difference? Because a mill is something that's miyuchid for dvarim charifim, like pepper mill or salt mill, and the salt and the pepper sit in there for a long time. So not only does the blade consider it to be charif, because the duchka of the blade, but the bottom part is also considered to be charif, because it's like what's referred to as a besor of a tavlin. A besor, a place where you store your sourdough. We say that the sourdough, just by sitting there, makes the kli charif itself. So you have the charifus of the salt or the tavlin plus the charifus of the besor of the mill itself. So those two charifim combined, that's why even by a davar yavesh, even if it's completely dry, it will aser. But it's not a raya otherwise to what the din is by a dry ginger that you cut with a knife, which is what the Ramo was discussing, that maybe anachanami there would be enough just to do hadacha, just to rinse it off. But lamaisa is that the paiskim do not follow the shach, and they seem to be machmer that even dried dvarim charifim, if you cut them with a knife, one is machmer. But again, if you have different tzirufim, maybe you could be mitzdarif the shach steya as well.